Succession number 20850, Reel 4.
How had it changed, the country?
Oh, beyond all recognition. All the highways, the buildings, it's Seoul was such a beautiful place, and all it was tin shacks when we were out there, and dirty old roads. But I mean, the roads out there, you know, when you think of here, I think they're far superior. I know they've had to rebuild, and because we were out there when they were doing the football stadiums. I mean, the football stadiums are unbelievable. And we can't even build one at Wembley.
Did you visit North Korea?
No, we couldn't. We weren't allowed to. We went to Panmunjom, and the Americans took us there by coach, and we went to Panmunjom where the sign, and in the hut they had the South Koreans this side and the North Koreans were the other side, and you could actually see with their guns still the North Koreans parading on this balcony looking across, and the Americans were telling us not to aggravate them or anything like that because things could be. And when we went, they took us to the Bridge of No Return there in Panmunjom. It was where the prisoners came across when they were released. And we had four prisoner wars from the Gloucesters. And I forget where the other one, King's Own Rifles, was it, or somebody. But there's four of them. And the Padre that was with us out in Korea, he was a prisoner of war. And they asked if they could go halfway on the bridge and then walk back again. And the Americans said, we've never done it before, we probably shouldn't do it. But anyway, they did, and a lorry load of American troops came up. They got halfway on the bridge, and they stood there with their guns ready, looking at the North Korean side, and let the blokes go halfway and walk back again. They were so touching, they were all crying, all the lot of them. But the Americans did it, you know.